Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. For a first-ever visit to the United States, the Pope's schedule is impressive. Pope Francis will meet with the president, speak to 15,000 outside the White House tomorrow, lead a parade, address Congress on Thursday, and speak at the United Nations on Friday. That doesn't include his visit to Philadelphia. In interviews granted during the flight to the U.S., the Pope said positions he's taken that have drawn criticism are in line with the Church's social doctrine, not leftist. President Barack Obama has declared a major disaster in Northern California because of the wildfire that destroyed at least 1,200 homes and killed at least three people. Residents in Lake County, about 90 miles north of San Francisco, can apply for grants for home repairs and temporary housing, as well as apply for low-cost loans and uninsured property. Well, it's a sad legal day for the music publishing company that's been collecting royalties for the song Happy Birthday to You. A judge has ruled that the company does not hold a valid copyright. A federal judge in Los Angeles says the company only has rights to specific arrangements of the tune and not the actual song itself. As reported earlier on Dark Matter News, today some Taco Bell customers in Chicago can now have beer with their burritos and sangria with their soft tacos. The chain has opened a location that serves wine, beer, sangria, and frozen mixed drinks. A similar location will open in San Francisco later this month.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
Scientists with the National Institute of Standards and Technology have just released details of a new distance record set in quantum teleportation of photons. The record of 15.5 miles set last year was just shattered by the Institute with a record-breaking distance of 63 miles, over four times that of previous attempts. But before science fiction fans get excited, the methods of quantum teleportation are quite a bit different from the fictional Star Trek transporters beaming objects from point A to point B. Quantum teleportation in this sense works by sending information, qubits, down a fiber optic pipeline. This might not sound exciting, but the possibilities for information transmission are unparalleled in terms of speed in comparison to today's methods. In other words, solving issues with quantum data transmission could ultimately transform our idea of how we communicate data over the internet and over information networks. Some say that quantum networks might even be more secure, with encryption purported to be virtually impenetrable to hackers by shaping individual photons like a physical lock and key system. Still, could it ever be possible to transport data without a cable or a living object successfully from point A to point B? This gets a little complicated, and so we'll let you read that for yourself in the next detailed article from Haunted Skeptic at darkmatternews.com. NASA has announced its manned mission to Mars is a go, and plans are currently underway. NASA is building a new spacecraft that could make the trip possibly by 2030. The Space Launch System Shuttle project being tested is estimated to cost anywhere between $7 billion and $35 billion. The new rocket is the most powerful multi-stage space vehicle that has the capability to support the long journey to Mars. The new Mars rover is planned to launch in 2020 and will use rock and soil samples collected in order to aid the future manned mission in 2030. The new rover will carry an important instrument called MOXIE, and expects to extract carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, turning it into oxygen. If MOXIE is successful, this will mean the oxygen production experiments will aid in the manned mission and will provide the cosmic explorers with air to breathe. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.